do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn with Ben and Uncle Bob in a lesson called Saying Goodbye. In yesterday's lesson, we learned that Ben will be losing one of his best employees, Terry. He's being deprived of this great worker at his company. What else did we learn from yesterday's lesson, Carolyn?
Well, he doesn't think it's really a problem, but more of an annoyance. But it's still keeping him up at night, so it does sound like it has become a problem for Ben.
That's right. So Uncle Bob does have a suggestion, or at least he presents an idea. The idea of having your employees sign a contract of some kind. But of course, he also says that it could cause some resentment. A contract could sometimes make people resent you or resent the idea. But what else did we learn from yesterday's lesson?
Well, when signing a contract or making your employees sign contracts, you do want to be careful, and you can include a clause that prevents them from going to work for your competitors.
And of course, many companies have that kind of contract with lots of different clauses like this. Okay, we have more to learn from today's conversation, so let's get started.
Saying goodbye.
That seems like a good idea, but it won't solve the problem of Terry leaving. He's not going to work for my competition. He's leaving because of family problems.
There isn't much you can do about him leaving then. But there are still things you can do to make your company more resistant to problems when employees do leave.
Like what?
Well, for starters, you could cross-train your employees.
What does that mean?
It just means you train your employees to do several different jobs. For example, you might train Angela to do Ralph's job, but also train Ralph to do Angela's job.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. It's always difficult to see good employees leave. Are there ways that you can help your company adjust or even prepare for such a situation? In today's article, we'll join Uncle Bob as he passes on some sound advice to Ben about just such a situation. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Resistant. Resistant is an adjective. Sometimes James is resistant to change. Continuity. Continuity is a noun. The older players help give the team continuity from one year to the next. Versatile. Versatile is an adjective. This is a very versatile phone. It can do all kinds of things. Prohibit. Prohibit is a verb. The sign prohibits visitors from entering the kitchen. Your more information word is cross-train. Cross-train is a verb. Let's learn more in the article.
Uncle Bob is always full of good ideas. Well, Ben begins this section of today's lesson. He is responding to something that Uncle Bob said yesterday. Uncle Bob said that he could include a clause saying that his employees cannot work for his competitors for a certain amount of time. And Gabe, do you want to be Ben today, or should I continue?
Well, of course, I would love to be Ben here. Ben, he says that seems like a good idea, but it won't solve the problem of Terry leaving. He's not going to work for my competition. He's leaving because of family problems. So we see here that Terry is not just going to leave to go work for the competitors. He's leaving because he has family issues or family problems.
That's right. So a lot of times people might leave a company because they find a job that is similar with a competitor that might offer them more benefits or a higher salary. But that is not what is happening here with Terry.
Exactly. Now, does that ever happen to you? Have you ever had to stop a project or quit doing something because of problems that you couldn't control? It seems like this is what's going on in Terry's life.
That's right. So Uncle Bob responds, "There isn't much you can do about him leaving then, but there are still things you can do to make your company more resistant to problems when employees do leave."
Well, those sound like wise words, as usual, from Uncle Bob. Now, let's look at his first line there. He says, "There isn't much you can do about him leaving." Terry is going to leave because of family problems. There's not much you can do about that. Sometimes that's just the situation. The case is you can't do much about a certain situation.
That's right. And Uncle Bob also used another word from our word bank, the word resistant. So let's take a look at that. If you are resistant to something, that means that you aren't harmed or affected by something, or when something bad happens, mm-hmm. It doesn't bother you.
That's right. So, well, how could you use this word resistant? This makes me think of cameras that can go underwater, or watches that you can take underwater. Those are often called water-resistant watches. Or if something is water-resistant, that means that water does not destroy it. It does not ruin it.
That's right. So you could have something that is water resistant. If it gets wet, it will still continue working, but you probably shouldn't put it in the water for too long if it's resistant and not waterproof.
That's right. Now, what else can be resistant? Well, sometimes we describe people who may be a little rebellious. They might be resistant to discipline. They don't like to hear anything that anybody tells them. They are resistant. They resist those things.
People can also be resistant to disease. Mm-hmm. So if you do not get sick easily, if you are a very healthy person, then you are resistant to illness.
All right, so there are so many ways you can use this word. And of course, Uncle Bob is talking about employees being resistant to problems. Ben says, like what?
Well, what can you do to make your company resistant to these problems? Uncle Bob says, well, for starters, you could cross-train your employees.
Ah, you could cross-train the employees. That means you are, well, we'll get to what that means later. But first, let's take a look at a phrase here, for starters. Okay, this means to begin with, or the first suggestion is this.
That's right. So if you are thinking about starting a company, what should you do for starters? Well, you should probably think about your goals. So, for starters, think about what you hope to achieve with your company.
Or maybe you have a lot of housework to do around the home. Where should you get started? Well, for starters, you could clean your room, and then you could do something else. Or maybe you're at a restaurant. Maybe the server will come and ask, "What can I get you for starters?" That means to start out with. Would you like something to eat or drink?
That's right. So, Ben, I think you have the next line asking about cross-training employees.
That's right. Well, my question is just like Ben's question. What does that mean? Carolyn, what is cross-training?
Well, it just means you train your employees to do several different jobs. So, pretty simple. You cross-train them, so you train them across different areas.
And so Uncle Bob, he continues here and says, for example, you might train Angela to do Ralph's job, but also train Ralph to do Angela's job. And I think that we do that here at Studio Classroom as well. There's a little bit of cross-training so that different people are able to do other people's jobs.
That's right. It is very helpful to cross-train employees. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们来看的是 resistant 这个形容词。 注意它的第一个 S 是发 Z 的音，第二个 S 发 S 的音，所以是念成 resistant。Resistant 是指抵抗的或者是有抵抗力的。如果要说明对什么有抵抗力，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the paint is resistant to extreme weather conditions. 这种油漆能够耐得住各种极端气候。或者是 ,this super germ is resistant to all kinds of antibiotics. 这种超级细菌对所有的抗生素都有抗药性。接下来我们看的是 cross-train 这个动词。Cross 是指交叉，所以 cross train 就是指交叉训练或者是多重技能训练。例如 ,our department cross trained us in both marketing and customer service. 我们的部门做行销以及客服的交叉训练。如果字尾加上 ing, cross training 就变成动名词。例如 ,interdepartmental cross training is quite effective. 这种部门间的交叉训练非常有果效。
Have you ever had to say goodbye to a company you were working for? Or maybe you're the boss and one of your employees, one of your best employees, had to say goodbye. Well, we find out here that Ben's best employee, Terry, had family problems, and so that's why he had to leave the company. But Uncle Bob says there are ways to be resistant to problems in case one of your employees has to leave.And one of the things he suggests is to cross-train your employees. That way they might be able to do each other's work if necessary. We have more to learn from this conversation, so let's get started.
Saying goodbye.
That would give me a lot more flexibility and make it easier to maintain continuity.If someone does leave.
Exactly. It also makes employees more versatile. You wouldn't have to worry about things like vacation and sick leave, for example.
Cross-training is probably good for employees, too. It would help them learn new skills and keep them from getting bored with their jobs.
That's true. And having...Happy employees will help keep people at the company.
Those are great ideas, Uncle Bob.
Just remember, you can't prohibit employees from leaving, but you can make losing employees more tolerable.
Such wise words from Uncle Bob. Well,Let's go back to the beginning of this section. Uncle Bob has just explained what it means to cross-train employees and how it would be very helpful when you have someone leave. Ben, Gabe, you have the next line?
Yes, Ben Gabe, that's me. Okay, he says, that would give me a lot more flexibility and make it easier to maintain continuity if someone does leave.
That is a fantastic word, Gabe.
Which one?
Continuity. I love
this
word. If you have continuity, that means that something doesn't change for a long time. It's very stable.
That's right. There is an uninterrupted flow. If you don't have continuity, it can seem maybe kind of broken. So if your employee leaves and nobody else is trained to do his job...That means things might go slower for a while because you have to train that new person. If you can cross-train, then there might be more continuity. But you know, there are other ways you can use this word continuity. What about continuity on a television show? You know, sometimes Carolyn and I make mistakes and we have to cut. It's not always as smooth as it seems, but it's important to have continuity so that when you cut...It seems smooth.
That's right. So it's very important to maintain continuity. And if you have a business, you want to make sure that your supplier maintains continuity with the supplies so that you don't have to wait for the things that you need to run your business.
Well, it seems like there are so many ways to use this word continuity. It's very important in a company. Well, Uncle Bob, please continue.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Exactly. It also makes employees more versatile.
Versatile? Wait a minute. That's a very good word to know, and it's from our word bank. Versatile, what does that mean? That means one person or thing can do lots of different kinds of tasks.
That's right. Something that I think of as being very versatile is duct tape.
What?
It's a wonderful silver tape, and you can use it to fix just about anything. It is very versatile.
That's really true, and it's kind of funny. A lot of people love duct tape for that reason. If you ever go on a trip, take duct tape with you. It could come in handy. Well, what else is versatile? Or who is versatile? Maybe you know some musicians who are very versatile. Not only can they play many different kinds of instruments, but they can also play lots of different kinds of music very well. They are versatile musicians.
Or a versatile performer could sing, dance, play instruments, and act. They could do all sorts of different things. They are very versatile in their performance.
Well, of course, here we're learning about how employees at a company can learn to be versatile. And what else does Uncle Bob say?
Yes, he continues. You wouldn't have to worry about things like vacation and sick leaves, for example.
Very good. Ben says cross-training is probably good for employees, too. It would help them learn new skills and keep them from getting bored with their jobs. Okay, so this would give Ben more freedom to go on vacation if he needs to. And, of course, it would give his employees more freedom, and it would keep their jobs interesting.
And Uncle Bob responds, that's true. And having happy employees will help keep people at the company.
Having happy employees. Well, I think that's a very good insight. Often you think, am I happy at my company or should I go somewhere else? But actually, maybe one of the reasons why you're happy is because the people around you are also enjoying the company. Well, it's time now for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
In our lesson today, Ben says he's losing one of his best employees. Steve, let's take a look at this word employee. An employee is someone who is employed.
That's right. When we add the suffix EE to some verbs, we get words that refer to people who are the passive recipients of the action of the verb. For example, an examinee is someone who receives or takes an exam. A trainee is someone who receives training. And again, an employee is someone who is being employed.
And the person who does the employing is the employer. The suffix ER refers to the person giving an action.
That's right. The suffixes ER and OR indicate a person initiating an action. So, an employer employs an employee. A trainer trains a trainee.
And an interviewer is the person conducting an interview. When you have an interview, the interviewer is the person asking the questions, and the interviewee is the one who has to answer the questions.
Of course, we can't use this construction with all verbs. For example, you cannot say a murderer murders a murderee. You can only use this construction with certain verbs.
Good point. 在今天的课文中, employee这个字出现了许多次, 注意这个字的字尾, 当我们把ee加在某一些动词的后面, 就会形成接受这个动作的人, 所以employee就是被employ雇佣的人, 也就是一个员工, trainee是被train的人, 也就是受训者, examinee是被exam, 接受考试的人。 但这个用法呢, 并不能用于所有的动词, 像murder, 谋杀, 虽然murderer是杀人犯, 但我们并不能把 被杀的人缩成是 murderee， 没有这种说法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, Ben, I think you have the next line.
Well, of course. Uncle Bob just said that having happy employees might keep people at your company. Well, Ben says, those are great ideas, Uncle Bob.
Just remember, you can't prohibit employees from leaving, but you can make losing employees more tolerable.
And I think we need to take a look at that word prohibit from our word bank.That means it's forbidden by some kind of authority, or you stop someone from doing something. You prohibit them.
That's right. So many areas around schools, smoking is prohibited. You are not allowed to smoke cigarettes near a school.
And of course, in some schools, in some classrooms, cell phones might be prohibited, or using your cell phone could be prohibited.By your teacher. Well, we've learned a lot in today's conversation, and of course, we have more to learn with a review skit, and then we'll see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
Well, hello, Ben. You look tired. Are you sleeping okay?
No, I'm losing sleep because I'm losing one of my best employees.
Oh, that's a problem.
Well, it's more like an annoyance. Now I'll have to get a replacement for him. Maybe I should have employees sign a contract.
Well, that may cause resentment.
Yeah, sometimes employees just have to leave.
Right. Oh, but you can do something to make your company more resistant when people do leave.
Really? Like what?
You can cross-train your employees.
What does that mean?
Train employees to do different jobs.
Oh, that will give the company more flexibility and more continuity when someone leaves.
Exactly. Oh, and it makes employees more versatile. So you won't have to worry when employees take vacation or sick leave.
My employees would learn new skills and keep them from getting bored. They'd like that.
And having happy employees will help keep them at the company.
And that will keep me happy, too.
And me happy, three.
OK, 继续我们看的是 continuity 这个名词。注意它这里的 T 是不发音的，念成 continuity。Continuity 是指持续性或者是连贯性。例如 ,there has been no continuity in this course because we have had three different teachers. 这堂课完全没有连贯性因为我们换了三次老师。或者是 to maintain continuity in this sequel, the producer used the director of the original movie. 为了让续集能够有持续性制作人用了首部曲的导演。最后我们看的是 versatile 这个形容词。VRS 这个字根有转动或转变的意思，所以 versatile 是指多才多艺的或者是多功能的。例如 Sherry is a versatile entertainer who can sing and act. Sherry 是一位多才多艺的艺人，既能唱歌又能演戏。它的名词是 versatility, V-R-S-A-T-I-L-I-T-Y。 例如 Hank's versatility made him stand out as an athlete. Hank 的全面性让他成为一位极出色的运动员。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, we have been talking about saying goodbye and losing good employees. Uncle Bob has offered some good advice to his nephew Ben about ways to make this change more easy for his company, or easier for his company. Well, what things can you do to encourage your employees to stay? Gabe, do you have any ideas?
Well, I'm not the boss or the CEO of a company, but yes, I think that if I were the boss, I would have foosball tables and air hockey tables and lots of games and a game room. That would encourage my employees to stay.
Well, that would certainly encourage you to stay,
yeah,
Gabe.
It would.
And we want to encourage you to stay with us and continue learning next time here at Studio Classroom.
We'll see you later.
am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.